Well, hello everyone. Welcome to my station. So today's book is The Alchemist by Paulo Coelho. So this book has been around for more than I've been around in this world. And I have never dared, maybe not dared, but I had never read this book before. I didn't used to read recommendations, but now I thought I'd go into recommendations, and this was the first book that I took. And it is very satisfying. I rated 4.5 out of 5. I had no idea what this book is about and what journey it's gonna take me into. So for me, it was all new, yet amazing. I would say this book is a must-have. You can go around every now and then, and there are some conversations which you can listen to, which you can read to yourself. These conversations you can't have with normally with anyone. I mean, nobody's gonna come to you and tell you those things. So it's like a guide that helps you live a better life and realize your destiny. Never to let go of what you want in your life. So I have some points that I have collected out of this book. You guys can, in the meantime, you guys can just tell me your experience with the book. What did you loved about it? What did you didn't like about it? You can always share. So the first thing I want to talk about is there's a verse in the book that said, the boy asks the old man, what's the world's greatest lie? And he said, it's this, that at a certain point in our lives, we lose control of what's happening to us, and our lives become controlled by fate. That's the world's greatest lie. Yes, indeed. We, in adulthood, seem to forget what we wanted and be controlled by situations and everything around us, and sometimes forget our own true passion. And this is the point where the book hooked me up, because yes, it helped me realize what I had been missing as well. The another thing with the same conversation with the old man is that, so the boy asks why the King of Solomon one is there and wants the sip of the boy. He talks about destiny. At that point in their lives, everything is clear and everything is possible. That is, let me go a bit up. The boy wasn't clear about destiny. And here's what the old man says. It's what you have always wanted to accomplish. Everyone, when they are young, knows what their destiny is. At that point in their lives, everything is clear and everything is possible. They are not afraid to dream and to yearn for everything they would like to see happen to them in their lives. But as time passes, a mysterious force begins to convince them that it will be impossible for them to realize their destiny. Yes, this is something that again talks about the same thing and indeed is very strongly presented. And this book really helps me realize it. I will continue more on this. Keep listening to my podcast. welcome back. We're continuing on The Alchemist. So last time I talked about destiny and how the old man talks about how people forget what they were supposed to do, what they like to do, and get off of their track of choosing the right destiny that they really belong to. So keeping in this mind, there was a conversation that the old man again suggests to the boy. He points to a baker who's worked really hard and says about the baker that when he was a child, that man wanted to travel too. But he decided to buy his first bakery and put some money aside. When he's an old man, he's going to spend a month in Africa. He never realized that people are capable at any time in their lives of doing what they dream of. I hope this also helps every one of us realize that it's never too late and never too early. So you can just do it, whatever you like, anytime, at any given point. So this book also talks a lot about omens, good omen, bad omen, and how we should listen to them. And what I think it really means is, it also relates a little to intuitions and listening to our heart as well. So yes, when talking about omens, it said that when the boy wanted to realize his dream and move to Africa, move towards pyramids, what he has been dreaming about recurrently. So the old man suggests him to sell all his sheep. So he says that his friend immediately bought almost all of his sheep, and it was a sign of good omen. And this was the reply of the old man on that. That's the way it is. It's called the principle of favorability. When you play cards the first time, you are almost sure to win. That's called beginner's luck. Because there's a force that wants you to realize your destiny. It waits your appetite with a taste of success. So when you are really realizing your dreams, this book also suggests that you will get a little bit of taste of the success in the beginning, so that it would drive you into the same thing again and again. So don't forget to listen into omens as well. We all search for happiness. And there's again another example, a very wonderful example, which I won't explain everything, but the gist of it is that we want happiness in life. We want to do things and experience everything. So what this story tells is that a wise man tells a man to go around, look around in his castle, everywhere, explore the palace with a spoon of oil in his mouth. When he concentrates on the oil, not spilling it, he could not see anything around the palace. And when he goes around, sees the palace, he happens to spill them all. So the moral of the story was that the secret of happiness is to see all the marvels of the world and never to forget the drops of oil on the spoon. Yes. We should enjoy life, but at the same time remain grounded and be focused to what we want in life. I'll continue more. Tell me more if you like it or not, and suggest any suggestions. Welcome again. This is the third podcast on the series of The Alchemist. So the boy has been in a journey and he is in the desert following his passion. And during his conversation, what he realized is, and this book talks a lot about it, that is the principle that governs all things. It's called Soul of the World. When you want something with all your heart, that's when you are closest to the soul of the world. It's always a positive force. We as human beings are very concerned about the future. We can get a similar situation in the book as well. Maybe I just want to know the future so I can prepare myself for what's coming. If good things are coming, there will be a pleasant surprise. If bad things are and you know in advance, you will suffer greatly before they even occur. It's about future telling, it says. When people consult me, it's not that I'm reading the future, I'm guessing at the future. The future belongs to God, and it is only He who reveals it under extraordinary circumstances. How do I guess at future? Based on the omens of the present. The secret is here in the present. If you pay attention to the present, you can improve upon it. And if you can improve on the present, what comes later will always be better. Forget about the future and live each day according to the teachings, confident that God loves His child. Each day in itself brings with it an eternity. The boy falls in love, finds a love interest, but he has to leave her. And this thing is told by the alchemist, which is very good. If what one finds is made of pure matter, it will never spoil, and one can always come back. If what you had found was only a moment of light, like the explosion of a star, you would find nothing on your return. Yes, indeed, while following our destiny, we'll find things on our way. And if they were meant to be and are true, it will always be there. So the book contains a lot of beautiful things that you might need to listen now and then. The one thing that I really liked about is how the book keeps telling us this one thing. When a person really desires something, all the universe conspires to help that person to realize his dream. This has been told over and over in the book, and I think we also need to tell this over and over to us, ourselves, and remind us of what we are doing and what we want in our lives. Well, if you haven't read the book, please do read it. There's a very good, interesting part in the end, which really blew me off. And I'm sorry, not blew me off, but took me by surprise, and it was wonderful. And I'd like to say this was a very good experience reading The Alchemist. And diving into this book is amazing. All the things we get to learn. And it's more into spiritual sight, so a little bit of spiritual awakening may arise while you read this book. And I hope it inspires everyone like it has inspired me. Feel free to comment, suggest, and share and follow.